Another edition of A Clan Chat. Aaron Murphy joined by the head coach of the Glasgow Clan, Jason Morgan. And thanks for taking the time to join us, Morgie. I guess the first thing we have to address is it was finally a big offensive explosion on home ice last Saturday. Talk a little bit about how that came about and perhaps how good that felt in the room after the win over Nottingham.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we know Nottingham. They've dealt with a lot of tragedy and adversity this season, but they're still a dangerous hockey team, and they got a lot of offensive power. They're quick and fast in transition, off the rush, and they got a really good power play, and so it was important for us to address that going into the game, and also important to address that every point is crucial this time of the year, and especially for us. With how tight the standings are there near the bottom. So, I was thrilled with the game. I was thrilled with the performance. We had a lot of two-goal performances from some, key players. And, Antti played great in that for us. And it's one of those things where it was just nice, kind of heading into that third period where you feel like you're in control of the game and just let the guys play and have fun. And, credit to them. They dug in and then put in a full 60-minute effort.
One thing that's kind of a bugbear last weekend, and I'm sure you feel the same, is you get scored on 20 seconds into that game against Nottingham. We'll get to the Dundee game as well, but I think Dundee scored a minute 37 to that game. What are you working on this week to make sure that the guys start on time? And what's kind of the message to say, look, we can't be chasing the game 20 seconds in, a minute 37 seconds in. What's the message to the room when you see that sort of the early goal trend against?
Well, I think it's just the severity of the situation that we're in. It's we got to play urgent, desperate hockey right from the opening puck drop. And it's a key message sent before each game. And, goals happen whether we score a quick one or the other team. Both teams are on the ice trying to do the same thing. So it's just for us to dial in our focus and compete in battle level. And unfortunately, we're in that playoff mindset right now because of how tight the standings are. And like I said, how close it is at the bottom there. And you win three or four games, you can move up two or three spots. So it's it's definitely the mindset we have to carry into this weekend for sure.
And so how are you kind of getting out in front of that? Are there battle drills this week and kind of that sort of, this is the opening face-off, we have to be, if there's going to be an early goal scored, it has to be the Glasgow Clan. So what are the kind of the drills and the on-ice messages during training?
Yeah, I think, we start the week with a lot of endurance style battle drills and net battles, board battles, small area games. Kind of built through the week with our five-on-five structure. And there it's just, making sure our battle and compete level and the urgency of our puck management. And that's, I think, when we get into trouble, you get into that run-and-gun track meet with teams. And so for us, it was just a touch on those. It's all mindset. And I think when we go into a game or a period and with the right mindset and attention to detail and stuff like that, that we're more successful than not. So definitely a big weekend that we've put in a lot of preparation this week to build for, and excited to get her going there tomorrow.
Because it's not all doom and gloom. You think back to a win recently, we've had a nice stretch here, and Dyson scored that Dyson Stevenson, that new line with Lacko and Harry. They scored a goal, I think, 22 seconds in. So it's not for lack of trying to be ready from the off. Don't want to be negative, but certainly not the result. On the back of the 9 goals on Saturday night, you're thinking, okay, we're going to Dundee. We really need the points. What happened there? I mean, yeah, they scored a minute 37 in. There was the goalie was pulled at 3-0 to try and shake things up. But what was your take on the evening at Dundee Ice Arena?
Yeah, I think for us, it's I don't know if we came in overconfident, scoring 9 the night before. Dundee's a tough rink to play in, and they got a very dangerous top line, and we've struggled with that line. They create a lot off transition, off the rush, and good power play, and so I think they put us on our heels early, and I made a goalie change more to spark the team. The goals against weren't Kevin's fault, so it was more to spark the team and give us a little break in their momentum, like a short time out there to kind of reset, recharge. And I thought the first period, was our worst. And I thought after that, we picked it up and then we created a lot. You know, we created a lot of offensive chances, a lot of shots on goal, a lot of sustained ozone time. And, you know, we hit two or three posts and a crossbar and this and that, and just didn't go our way that night. But like I said, this time of year, it's a 60-minute game and you got to be dialed in for the 60 minutes. Obviously, teams are going to have momentum swings and goals are going to go in both sides. But it's just to dial in that focus for the full 60.
And unfortunately, that ended a three-game losing streak and a streak of, I think we had points in four or five straight games. So the three-game losing streak comes to an end. You certainly, even in your postgame, I said maybe guys were overconfident. So like you said, you get to work this week, the battle drills, the start on time, all that sort of things you need to do on the back of a derby loss in Dundee, and credit to them and their top line. But I actually had an interesting conversation recently with a colleague, a person you know as well, and he kind of said, well, what if Valentini and Nass were out most of the season? And that's what we've had with Nocombs and Sanch most of the season. So you have to give credit to their top line, but also if we had Sanch and Combs on the same line most of the season, you'd hope we'd have that sort of fiery, and I'm not making an excuse, it's just the ebb and flow of it all. And we'll get to the injury update in just a moment as we head into the doubleheader against Fife. But one thing I wanted to ask you, because are we in your mind and Jeff Batta's mind and maybe the leadership group in the room, is it just now basically 14 playoff games? Because I think we have 13 or 14 games left here in the run. Is it basically every night is a playoff game? And if so, tell me your thoughts on that and the sort of the pressure that puts in the room.
Yeah, definitely. It's we've touched on that, the importance of every point and the playoff mentality. Meaning, you gotta be fully disciplined, sacrifice the body. You gotta sacrifice your own personal goals for the team goal. And that's been touched on through video this week already. And the guys are building through the week to prepare for tomorrow's game against Fife. And I think for myself, Bats, the leadership group, I know management, I think we all believe in the group, but it has been a lot of different ups and downs with the adversity with key injuries. And it's more the consistency part of it. When someone's out for 6, 7, 8 weeks and they come back, they're not 100% right away. It takes them a month, a good number of games to get their timing back and to feel comfortable and, to get back in game shape. I mean, you can practice and ride the bike and stuff, but you can't gain game conditioning unless you're playing in those games and key minutes. So we've had a number of key guys, top end forwards and in defense, that have been out for a substantial amount of time, and them returning to the ice, it doesn't necessarily translate into wins right away. It's so it takes time, and lucky for us now, we have a knock on wood, a fairly healthy lineup going into this weekend.
You and I have talked off camera. Injuries are no excuse, but the reality is when you have your top guys out, it creates problems. So we're not going to make excuses. We're right in the mix. I think we're 4 or 5 points out of fourth place. I mean, you get out of four or five games. We had a three-game winning streak. You get out another one of those, and then you start moving up the table. So in saying that, let's do the injury update. This is something I hate talking with you about, because I wish there was no segment in this chat about this. But let's go maybe the small dog, the big dog, Charlie Combs. Where's Charlie at as we get into this playoff? Every game is a playoff game now. Where's Charlie?
Yeah, no, Charlie's he's been battling the last week and a half in practice, 2 weeks in practice. He's been skating well and very, very close to returning. So he'd probably be a game time decision tomorrow. We'll see how he adjusts in the morning. And then obviously with Reed Petrick suffering that freak accident, the last home game there, kind of left with his finger. He had surgery, and so he's probably out indefinitely. But I know he got good news today. With the finger, he doesn't have to have that tip removed. So I know he was in good spirits today. So that's excellent. Forbesy was out there a little bit. He should be ready to go tomorrow as well. So I think it's definitely a positive time of year to have some key guys coming back in for us.
Okay, we'll point out as well, we're recording this on Thursday. The game is Friday. So as you're watching this, it could be miraculously already known that some of these guys are definitely in the lineup. But Combs, game time decision. Forbes, as you said, hopefully back in. Reed, Patrick Allen, definitely. Again, it's not an excuse, but if you think that we've not had weird things to deal with this season, I mean, the injury that Reed had was, I don't know if I've ever seen it in hockey. I'm sure you did when you played in the NHL and stuff, but like, to get that news today that he doesn't have to have something amputated, I mean, this is kind of what guys have been dealing with this year. It's pretty severe. And to get the news that he doesn't have to have a part of his body removed is a pretty nice thing for Reed, isn't it? And it also sums up our season to some degree with some of these injuries.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I couldn't imagine. Like, I know it was kind of scary for him to look down at it when it happened. And then obviously to have the surgery on it the following day. And but yeah, definitely excellent news today from him that he doesn't have to have a part of his body, especially a key part to a hockey player with your hands and holding your stick. So I'm happy for him, and he'll be on a good road to recovery now. And I guess I forgot to touch on Harrison as well. He's been out. I think he'll be day to day as well. And I guess Rochy with his strain he had put him at day to day. So there'll be some game time decisions made for tomorrow. We'll see how they feel in the morning.
So maybe positive, maybe Combsy is back, maybe Forbes is back, Roach and Harry, maybe game time, and Reed is going to need a little bit more time, as you said, out indefinitely. Roster, let's touch on it. Kevin Lindskog, former Flame, former Fife Flyer. He is going to go back to Sweden. So I'll let you touch on that. You've been talking to Kevin. So Kevin Lindskog is no longer part of the Clan.
Yeah, we just had to release him to return home to Sweden for personal reasons. It was nothing performance based, and we just wish him all the best and for his services that he provided while he was here. And nothing bad to say about him.
Yeah. So in the spirit of people's personal lives, we've had an awful week in the Elite League. We're not going to say too much about Kevin, but he will go back to Sweden. And like you said, it's personal reasons. We'll hopefully hear good things that he's on the road to the right road. Let's talk about Dale Keane. I didn't really want to talk about, some of the things we've stared down this year, and it goes back to one of our own guys, Mike Hammond, but our thoughts and prayers and our well wishes, our good vibes from Dublin and Glasgow go to Coventry and the GB setup, because it was shocking and sad news to hear about a guy that everyone had good things to say about, Dale Keane.
Yeah, for sure. It's just been a year of tragedy, unfortunately, and throughout the league, and just wish him and his wish his family and all the people that knew him, deepest condolences from here in Glasgow. And I think it just goes to show you puts life in perspective, that, like the ups and downs of the season. And there's always you can always say there's always bigger things than a win and a loss. And definitely a tragedy, and hope everybody that knew him and within the organization there in Coventry are healing as well.
And it's a great point by you, because we were there just two Wednesdays ago. We lost in overtime. But whenever I went to Coventry for TV, or now I guess as backroom for the Clan, Dale Keane always had a big smile. And he always said, come into the players' lounge, get yourself a coffee, and we talk hockey. He is so sharp, his hockey brain. And he, no doubt in my mind, he would have been a star head coach at some point. And just a few weeks ago, and to find out that we won't get to see that smile anymore, and all that is just tragic. So our heartfelt as an organization and personally as well to everyone at New Dale, both in hockey and his family and beyond, love and light, because I know I'm going to miss Dale, and I know you feel the same way, Morgie, because like, we've had a good battle all season long with Coventry, haven't we, with all the overtimes and all that. So you would have got to know Danny Stewart and Dale Keane, and I'm sure you exchanged some heated words as well, but like, you would have had a lot of respect for that coaching staff there.
Yeah, for sure. They had them dialed in and working hard for sure. It was like every game going into overtime. Not the best for coaches, but it was exciting games for sure. And I think for the players, it was definitely exciting. And it's just a tragic another tragic story in the league this year. And, you know, so everyone within the hockey family will be there to support whoever's affected, and we get through it together.
Yeah, we'll miss you, Keno. We're, you know, on the hockey side, we're right in there. We're in eighth. We're a couple of points behind the Dundees and the Manchesters, and 4 or 5 points out of, you know, like a higher spot in the table. So get on a heater here and get going. Let's talk about the Purple Army, because, you know, the support has been wonderful. You hear it in our arena. There's traveling support, the OSC and all the traveling fans outside of the OSC traveling around. I'm sure there'll be plenty of them in Kirkcaldy on Saturday. In saying that, pretty well, it's a 14-game playoff series now for us. What is the identity? What is it that you're looking for? What can the Purple Army get behind so that they, when they're looking at this team in the next couple of weeks, in the month, like, what are we looking for, and what can we get behind to try and get where we want to go, Jason Morgan?
Yeah, the OSC and the Purple Army, they've stood behind us. The atmosphere in our home rink, you know, when it's a sellout, close to a sellout, I think it's been close to a sellout every game. It's or not, it's a sellout. It's been fantastic. And I just, you know, it is playoff mindset from here on in, and more results like we had, you know, against Nottingham last weekend, just to put on a hard earned 60 minutes for our fan base, you know, get them out of their seats and backing us. And so that's what they can expect.
And again, I go back to identity, because what is the identity? If a Charlie Combs comes back, maybe the identity is something else. But are we the men in purple, so to speak? Do we need to be game seven team? Do we need to be the Pit Bulls down the stretch? What is that identity that you're preaching to get us again where we need to go, which we know we can get there?
Yeah, I think it's just relentless attention to detail. Like, you know, whether it's our puck management, our shift length, staying disciplined, not taking unnecessary penalties, not playing selfish hockey. Like I said, the main goal is the team goal, the 2 points every game. And that's what we're looking to accomplish here down this stretch run.
And certainly some positives if the likes of Charlie Combs come back, because we really missed Philippe Sanche, we missed Mike Pelic. And now, you had a good point earlier, like, those guys come back and it does take a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks to get back to game fitness. And I think we've seen some really good moments from both Pelly and Sanche since they've got past that 2 and 3 week hurdle, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I think they're both starting to feel near the top of their game. I know with Sanche having the lower body injury to his ankle, and it was tough for the conditioning side, where Pelly was more, you know, getting the feel back on the stick side. So it's both had different injuries, and they're starting to feel in top form again. And then obviously Combsy, if he's in tomorrow, that'll be a huge boost for the team. And he plays with a lot of energy, a high end talent. So, but like I said, it takes some time for him to get his timing and before he can hit top form again as well.
Are you having fun yet?
Always, bud.
You got to enjoy it. And in the week that's in it, when, you know, Reid Patrick finds out he doesn't have to have a piece of his body moved, removed, and when we're finding out, you know, one of our players needs to go back to Sweden and get some help, and when we're talking about Dale Keane, there really is a good hockey community. There really is. We're blessed to have great fans. And what we need right now, I think, is some healing. And everything's always better when you win. So that's in the hands of the players now, and it all starts. A big doubleheader against Fife. I mean, I guess it couldn't be a better matchup this weekend to try and get the train going forward.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you look at the standings, I think we have 2 games in hand on them, but they're 3 points behind us. And the 13 games remaining, we're 6 points out of fourth. It's just, you know, it's been a competitive league, very tight, you know, in the table. And but we're just looking in one direction, and that's up.
Well, head coach Jason Morgan, I know you're busy. There's a lot to prepare for this weekend. Thanks for taking the time to join us on Clan Chat. I will be with you in the gantry high above the ice on Friday night on the webcast. And double check all of our socials, of course, Purple Army, for more injury updates and stuff closer to game time. But for now, Combs, Forbes, Harrison, Roach, Petrick, you've got the update there, the update on Linskog, and certainly warm wishes and thoughts and prayers to Dale Keane's family and friends. But for now, Jason Morgan, we'll take a lot of positivity into Friday night, knowing that we get to do what we love and enjoy, and we'll be surrounded by hopefully a sellout of the best fans in the league, the Purple Army. So thanks for taking the time to join us, and I'll see you at Brayhead Arena.
Yeah, appreciate it, Murph. Anytime, bro.